perpetual motion machines through history. The search for a perpetual motion machine is an ancient one. The first recorded attempt to build a perpetual motion machine dates back to the 8th century in Bavaria. It was a prototype for hundreds of variations to come in the next 1,000 years. It was based on a series of small magnets attached to a wheel, like a Ferris wheel. The wheel was placed on top of a much larger magnet on the floor. As each magnet on the wheel passed over the stationary magnet, it was supposed to be attracted, then repelled by the larger magnet, thereby pushing the wheel and creating perpetual motion. Another ingenious design was devised in 1150 by the Indian philosopher Bhaskara, who proposed a wheel that would run forever by adding a weight to the rim, causing the wheel to spin because it was unbalanced. Work would be done by the weight as it made a revolution, and then it would return to its original position. By iterating this over and over again, Bhaskara claimed that one could extract unlimited work for free. The Bavarian and Bhaskara designs for perpetual motion machines, and their many descendants, all share the same ingredients. A wheel of some sort that can make a single revolution without the addition of any energy, producing usable work in the process. Careful examination of these ingenious machines usually shows that energy is actually lost in each cycle, or that no usable work can be extracted. The coming of the Renaissance accelerated proposals for a perpetual motion machine. In 1635, the first patent was granted for a perpetual motion machine. By 1712, Johann Bessler had analyzed some 300 different models and proposed a design of his own. According to legend, his maid later exposed his machine as a fraud. Even the great Renaissance painter and scientist Leonardo da Vinci became interested in perpetual motion machines, although he denounced them in public, comparing them to the fruitless search for the Philosopher's Stone. In private, he made ingenious sketches in his notebooks of self-propelling perpetual motion machines, including a centrifugal pump and a chimney jack used to turn a roasting skewer over a fire. By 1775, so many designs were being proposed that the Royal Academy of Science in Paris stated that it would no longer accept or deal with proposals concerning perpetual motion. Arthur Ord Hume, a historian of these perpetual motion machines, has written about the tireless dedication of these inventors, working against incredible odds, comparing them to the ancient alchemists. But, he noted, even the alchemist knew when he was beaten.